Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. Despite the nostalgic angle, I honestly feel like a lot of it was more marketing than anything, because yes, there's a lot of nostalgia in this game, but I honestly think it's no more than any other Final Fantasy game. Like, there are references to past things, there are towns and dungeons named after previous things that exist in other games, but you don't actually need that context to enjoy it. And for us Americans, we actually didn't have that context at this point, because all the Final Fantasy 2 and 3 references were just lost on us, because those games had not yet received full localizations in English. So like, the 2 and 3 references that this game relies upon just for the sake of like, oh, that's named that, that enemy's returning, this weapon is returning, that was just like something we couldn't have known about. But
plot is basically a throwback to the original Final Fantasy, though.
Yeah. With
Garland and Chaos and everything. It's almost like an echo of it.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, the return of the crystals was this big deal, like in the marketing and in like interviews, but I think you only see the crystal once at the end in the last 15 minutes of the game.
Pretty much. It's kind of an afterthought almost.
I would
say that there is a deliberate effort to trace back, you know, to Final Fantasy's roots, not necessarily nostalgic, but I feel like, you know, in a sort of sense of like, this is kind of the best of classic 8-bit Final Fantasy done in the 32-bit style. I mean, you have, as you mentioned, like places named after other places in older games, but, you know, you have Mount Golg or Gurgu or whatever.
Golg.
That has the same music, right? But, you know, I think a big problem in the US is that this was the point at which Square was really kind of stepping back and saying, hey, you know what? Localization actually matters. Maybe our games should be coherent and consistent, and we should start naming spells and locations according to kind of a set Bible. And when they sat down to do that, they didn't really coordinate with what had come before. And so you have a lot of references that would have been familiar to Americans, you know, from Final Fantasy I, that you really have to be versed in that game to really get. Because they changed the names, like Mount Gurgu in the Final Fantasy release for NES was now Mount Golg. And, you know, with subsequent releases, I think, you know, of like Final Fantasy I, Dawn of Souls and things like that, a lot of that was kind of brought back into line with what you saw in Final Fantasy IX. But there was basically a reset happening here. And so, you know, even the nostalgia for things that we did experience in the U.S., was kind of lost, because they basically said like, we're starting fresh here. And yeah. I don't think this was necessarily the game to start fresh with.
And think there's a ton of Final Fantasy Tactics DNA, and we'll get into it later. But I honestly feel like Tactics had that same problem, where it was referencing things, but the references were just buried in a different localization choice.
What did she say? You know, like more of the starting fresh than 9?
I think, yeah, like for sure, they started renaming spells and stuff like that. But there was so little that, you know, Final Fantasy VIII drew from previous Final Fantasy games, which is why people were so angry about it.
It was just like a direct reaction to eight, honestly.
Yeah. But, you know, kind of like Final Fantasy Tactics, this game supposedly started out as a spinoff or a Gaiden type title, like not necessarily meant to be a next Final Fantasy game, but rather, you know, like a kind of a spinoff that's basically like encompassing the past. I don't know how much of that is true, but that's definitely, you know, a story that has been kind of bandied around since the very beginning.
Yeah, I went back to that early GIA story, the Gaming Intelligence Agency, where some of that art was leaked for the first time from like an insider source.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I cannot believe that story, how much leaked from that game before launch. You just did not see that at that point. Sorry to interrupt.
No, don't worry.
Mind-blowing.
I completely forgot about it, and I was just fascinated. Number one, the pre-production art in this game is gorgeous. It's too bad like the front-facing art is all CGI, because like the 2D art that went into informing that CGI is just beautiful. And if you look at the early art, there's hints at like a job system and things like that. Like things, this could have been like a Tactics sequel, some variant on Tactics, or just a completely new spinoff. But because of there's so much Tactics DNA in this game, I wouldn't be surprised if they were thinking of expanding that universe as well. But even in interviews at the time when this game was first shown off, they were pretty cagey about what this would be. They were saying like, we're not sure if this is going to be 9 yet. Like maybe it will, maybe it won't. Because they were like, Final Fantasy 7 and 8 were pushing things forward in terms of like, no, these are going to be modern characters in a modern setting. Spirits Within is like a futuristic sci-fi thing. I think they were very self-conscious about seeming dated and seeming too kiddie with like a more storybook kind of world. So I can see why they didn't have the confidence early on to just say, let's make this 9. But I honestly feel like Sakaguchi could have used his executive powers to be like, this is my final game I'm working on for you guys before I become a Hollywood hotshot. It's going to be 9.